Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Boyle Sports. Now with same-day withdrawals to your Visa debit card.
And you're very welcome along to the Friday Football Betting Show on Off the Ball, streamed every week live on our social channels, on YouTube, on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm John Duggan. Never gamble more than you can afford, folks. It's for over 18s only, this show, so please gamble responsibly. Have a bit of fun. We're here to try and find you some winners this week. I'm joined, as always, by our all-star panel of Philip Egan, the presenter of Premier League Live on Today FM, Stephen Doyle, the off-the-ball commentator of 98FM, and in the middle there, Leon Blanche of Boyle Sports. How are we doing, lads?
How good, John?
Doing good, John. Doing very good.
Philip, I'll start with you. What did you make of the week's football?
Yeah, goals. That was it. And I suppose the headlines really were Liverpool getting back to winning ways, scoring goals, kind of what we expect from Liverpool. City winning again. Decent performance, not as many goals as we might have predicted. And obviously Chelsea winning. It just, the whole top four thing is holding up nicely, and Spurs in the space of a week are now looking over their shoulders because there's people creeping up on them.
Leon, have you any kind of adjustment in the title race odds now? It seems to be, it really is now a two horse race. Liverpool, City, what are the odds?
Yeah, Liverpool came in slightly, John. They were 13-8 before the Watford game. They're now 6-4. City stayed the same at 8-15. Liverpool have helped their goal difference a little bit. They're now 6 behind. Dodgy penalty for Man City, it has to be said, but they still deserve to win the game. Great save by their keeper from the one shot on target by West Ham from Andy Carroll. So it's definitely a two-horse race. And it looks, we'll get into it, but it looks, with City playing Bournemouth, with the injuries Bournemouth have, Liverpool are going to be 2 points behind going into the Merseyside derby.
Stephen, is the title race going to go down to the wire with 10 games to go? And is the top four going to go down to the wire?
Yeah, definitely. I think the title race absolutely will go to the wire. And as Phil said, Liverpool bounced back. And I think more importantly, Mo Salah bounced back. He had a really good performance against Watford. We know he had a tough day at Old Trafford. And it's good to see him back in form as well. I think if I like going down to the basement, John. And if you look at the way the basement's hotting up as well, it's going to be really interesting. We've got 6 points between Newcastle in 13th and between Cardiff, who are just leading those bottom three teams, and I think that's going to be an interesting battle as well as we approach the last 10 games of the season.
Now, folks, do you want to be drinking wine in your basement this week on the Friday Football Betting Show with all the money you're going to make? Fantastic football action to look forward to this weekend. Get in touch with what you see in the social channels, Off the Ball on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter, with great bets you might see across any division, across the League of Ireland as well. Are you seeing some great bets this week in the football that you might want to share with us? Of course, we're going to try and get to our tips as well before the end of the show and try and give you a winner. Let's look at the offers of the week with Boyle Sports. Leon, just to give you an example of how this can work, I think during the week we had Manchester City, Liverpool and Manchester United all to win. Was 5-2, and then that was went out to 7-2, and they all won. This is just an example, Leon, of how this can work if you're paying attention.
Yeah, look, absolutely, John. We're just giving enhancements for Off the Ball listeners and viewers, and City, Liverpool, and United, of course, all obliged during the week. Three wins. I think the only one that was a little bit dodgy.
United at Palace.
Yeah, you know what? I felt United, even though they still had plenty of injuries, I thought they had enough to go and beat Palace, which they did. I think Palace are suited more when they just try and counter-attack, maybe away from home. Their home record hasn't been great. I thought Liverpool and Watford, I was very worried about the Watford game because they play a very nice brand.
Because you're red now, for people who don't know.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people who watch football or who commentate on football or who have any opinion on football were worried about Liverpool. The way they were playing, John, the last four or five games prior to Watford, it was pretty dreadful. They had lost all their fluency. They had lost everything that they were about, the quickness, the decisiveness. And I thought James Milner, I must give him a shout out, because he set the tone on Wednesday night when he chased at least 50 or 60 yards to put in a block on Foster that nearly went in the back of the net. That got the crowd going. That got them all going. And the early goal settled nerves.
Now, this week we have a couple of offers with Boyle Sports with Leon can go through now. Tottenham Hotspur against Arsenal tomorrow in the 12:30 kickoff at Wembley. Spurs were 5-2 to win, with both teams to score now 7-2. Goals, Leon.
I think both teams will score. It's a big game for Tottenham. They're 4 points clear of Arsenal. If Arsenal can win, obviously that brings it back to 1 point. But Arsenal's away record is dreadful this year. the reason they are in challenging for top four is because of their home form. They've won all their games by drawing two and lost, I think they've lost one from the opening day of the season against Man City. So Arsenal's home form is phenomenal. On the road, dreadful. I think Spurs will win. I think they'll bounce back. The Harry Kane thing, people are making a lot about this. How can you ever leave Harry Kane out? Maybe they've rushed him back a little bit too quick because they were playing quite well without him. But he's one of the best strikers in world football. If he's fit and he's telling you, I'm fit to play, you've got to play Harry Kane. So it'll be interesting to see, but I fully expect Spurs to bounce back in this North London derby.
Now we have Liverpool to win and both teams to score. This is the Merseyside derby against Everton on Sunday. Was 9-4 Leon, now 3-1.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about both teams to score. Look, it's a good enhancement, 9-4 out of 3-1. As we saw from the corresponding fixture at Anfield, it was a pretty dour affair. I think Liverpool, with Fabinho now having established himself as that holding midfielder in front of Van Dijk and in front of Matip, I think he just gives you an extra layer of security. For me, he was man of the match against Watford. He mopped up absolutely everything, but he's not just about that. He can see a forward pass. So I think he's an all-round midfielder. I think he's going to be a star of the future. He's quite young. So I don't know whether Everton can score against Liverpool. It's going to be a tricky Merseyside derby. I don't foresee a lot of goals in this one.
Okay, so I have not been here for a few weeks. I only kind of make appearances when I feel like I'm going to bring you amazing insight and winners, which we did the last time I was here when I had Wolves to beat Everton, and that's just like a no-brainer. But what did everybody here at the panel have last week? Leon Blanche, you the winner. You had a 4-1 treble to win, West Ham to win, Newcastle to win, and Arsenal to win.
Yeah. It's been okay, JD, while you've been away. I think the previous week I tipped up United to beat Chelsea in the Cup and they obliged. So we're on a bit of a roll at the moment. The three of them came up. I don't think I had much of a sweat. I think West Ham were quite convincing winners. Newcastle against Burnley, that was the one that brought up my treble. I just felt with Newcastle's home record, that's four on the bounce now at home for Rafa Benitez's men. And in Almirón, I think they've got a really, really special footballer. The way he's taken to the Premier League straight away, he looks as if he's been there a long time. And of course, Arsenal at home, pretty simple.
Now, you don't get actually invited back here on the Friday Football Betting Show if you're not tipping winners. William O'Callaghan, sadly, did not tip a winner last week. He had Cardiff to win and Man United and Liverpool to draw. Now, Cardiff lost at home to Watford. So, William, I'm sorry, did not get invited back this week because he did tip a loser. Ronan Mullen actually has been invited back. He is producing the show this week. So, he was sporting his beautiful Dundalk garb last week, Ronan. Now, he selected quite a good bet, actually. Manchester United and Liverpool to draw, but a correct score of 1-1 rather than 0-0. So, as Lucas Leiva would say, unlucky, Ronan there. That's why he's been invited back into the kind of the domain of the Friday Football Betting Show. So, we can accept a bet that's kind of well thought out and a bit unlucky. Kevin Kilbane, this is not a winner, but not a loser. Manchester United to win, but a draw, no bets. You're giving yourself insurance in that situation where if it's a draw, you get your money back. So Kevin Kilbane didn't win, didn't lose, but at least he didn't lose, but he had a draw, no bet. Now, folks, have you seen a treble there, 4-1, that you want to get in touch about? It could be the League of Ireland, could be the Championship, could be the Premier League. Add off the ball on our social channels, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on YouTube. But let's look at the matches and the odds this week in the Premier League. Start with a big one, early. Tomorrow, I think it's a big one anyway. The North London Derby, Tottenham and Arsenal at Wembley, 12:30, as I said. Ball Sports odds, Spurs 21-20. The Gunners 5-2. The draw is 5-2. Stephen, two defeats in a row has arrested Tottenham's momentum. Have they become Spursy again?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt. And I think Pochettino last week against Burnley, after that game, we all know about his little outburst. And he's been saying really strange things in the media, like talking about it's going to take 5 years before we're really kind of challenging for titles, this kind of, and it's just, I just feel like it sounds like Pochettino's just had enough. I think he's had enough of, you know, the men holding the purse strings at Tottenham and not giving him what he wants. And I think the fact that they didn't sign any players, while it looked okay in the first half of the season, we thought Pochettino's doing brilliantly here. They're starting to wane a little bit. I do think they'll still edge this game. I think they're going to win. I know Leon mentioned the both teams to score earlier on with the Boyle Sports bet. I'd be actually looking at both teams to score and over 2.5. It's actually landed in 11 of Arsenal's last 13 games. And if you want to even push it out a little bit more, both to score over 3.5, that's 9.25. The other one is 10 to 11. So, as I said, I can see goals. I was at the game in the Emirates, the reverse fixture. What an amazing game. A lot of yellow cards. There was about, I think, 8 or 9 bookings for Tongan, of course, got sent off for 2 bookings. I think there's going to be a lot of yellow cards here. Not much value in the booking market. But again, if you want to have a look at that, might be worth a look. I think there's going to be a lot of Harry Kane as well. Like, he's, you know, he got that goal against Burnley last week, but he's getting, obviously there was that little headbutt incident that he got away with against Chelsea. Possibly could Harry get a yellow card this weekend? Might be worth looking at as well. But I can see goals, I can see both teams scoring, but I think Tottenham are just going to edge this one.
I'm looking at the general match odds here. Spurs at 21-20, the Gunners 5-2, the draw 5-2. Phil, 3 Premier League wins in a row for Arsenal. What's the report card for Unai Emery? Can they smash and grab a win tomorrow?
I don't think so. I think what they're doing very well is they're winning home games against teams that they're meant to beat, like Bournemouth the other night, Southampton last week. But interesting, and this is like the run they went on earlier in the season where they went unbeaten for 22 games in all competitions, where they give up chances, they get away with it, and then they finish well in the second half. And that's kind of what happened with the Bournemouth game. Even Southampton, Nathan Redmond had a great chance at nil-all, and then Southampton were guilty of overplaying and they got caught out. Now, the conundrum for Unai Emery is, does he play Mesut Ozil? It's all well and good playing Bournemouth on a Wednesday night when you're going to have plenty of the ball, you have loads of chances, and he was brilliant. But against Tottenham, you would imagine Tottenham are going to have more possession. Arsenal are going to have to be a bit more compact. They're going to have to be resolute defensively. Where does Mesut Ozil fit in there? Is he going to be on the bench? If you need him later on, you bring him on.
Leon, call it.
Oh, I'm going with a Spurs win. And I think both teams will score. And this is the perfect game for Spurs in a way to get back to winning ways. They'll be up for it. It's a North London derby. They've got a good record at home against Arsenal, and I think that record will continue. But I agree with what Steve-O says in relation to Pochettino. He's saying the type of things now that would tell me he's gone in the summer. I don't believe he'll be there next season.
He'll be there.
Can I just say as well, John, Kieran Trippier as well is having an absolute struggling. Mare he's on struggling. The right side.
Like, I remember back to the Manchester City game, even back to then, he was struggling.
He used up his
making
good
mistakes. And Lloris as well. And the other thing as well, Kolasinac, he made hay while the sun shined at the Emirates. He kept getting them down that left-hand side. And that's another worry I'd have for Tottenham, is that Kieran Trippier isn't in good form. And Kolasinac and whoever's playing on that left-hand side with him can do a lot of damage down there. But, you know, I said Arsenal will score, but I think Tottenham should still edge the game.
I remember I was in Gibraltar last year and I was watching this game, and there's no secret that I'm a Spurs fan, and you could hear my cheers back in Ireland from Gibraltar when Harry Kane scored. So hopefully it happens tomorrow. There's no bias here, there's just complete bias. There's not a hint of bias, there's just complete bias towards Tottenham. Let's look at the title race. Manchester City away to Bournemouth from 3 o'clock tomorrow. The Ball Sports odds for this one are City 9-2 on, Bournemouth 11-1. And the draw is 5-1. Leon, if you're betting on this game, you're not really going to be backing Man City at odds on. You're probably betting on a first goal scorer or an anytime goal scorer.
Yeah, look, I think so. And I think, John, with Bournemouth, this might have been a tricky game earlier on the season, but I think with the injuries they have, they're quite depleted. And I think City are getting Bournemouth at the perfect time. And it gives City a massive chance of putting the pressure back on Liverpool, which I think they will. I think they'll win. I thought the substitutions that Pep made in the week against West Ham made a huge difference. Sané was way off it, as was Mahrez. I don't know what's happened to Mahrez. Mahrez, for a time, a while ago, he seemed that Pep had him in his first 11 for most games. Now he's just been completely shunted from the first 11. He didn't do himself any favours against West Ham. And I think the likes of Bernardo Silva, I think Raheem Sterling, I think they'll all be back in. The one thing that will give Bournemouth a bit of hope is that there's no Fernandinho. I think he will be missing again. But I fully expect Man City to win and win comfortably. But Aguero is playing an awful lot of minutes, John. He played 120 in the League Cup final. He played against West Ham for the full game. And I just have a feeling with Aguero, I still don't think his body is able to play 3 games in a week for the entire minutes that are on offer. And Jesus didn't play against West Ham. I didn't know whether he had a little bit of a knock. Maybe he'll come in and start against Bournemouth, but I fully expect City to win and win comfortably.
Phil, 7 victories in a row for City. Does winning a League Cup actually help? It's only the League Cup, but does winning a trophy like that actually help morale or momentum or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I certainly think it sharpens the focus, and you know, it certainly would do more damage if City had lost. But you know, they won. They it went to penalties. I thought Chelsea were very good last Sunday, but it certainly, you know, it's trophy, it's silverware, it's one of the four done and dusted already, and you know, we're only at the start of March. They have silverware, and now they go into the rest of the season. Their eyes are on the quadruple. I don't know if they can achieve it, but they certainly have a better chance of doing it than they did last season, because you know, you'd imagine they're going to get to a semi-final in the FA Cup. They're in a good position in the Champions League, and I'd still have them favourites for the league. And Raheem Sterling has scored in all six league games against Bournemouth. He scored that really late winner last season when he actually got sent off after for celebrating with the City fans. But that was the start of the unbeaten run, because they'd drawn with Everton the week before, and you were thinking, geez, City are going to drop more points. Got the late winner. And then they went on that unbelievable.
So you'd be into a Raheem Sterling anytime goal scorer if you're going to make a
Yeah, and he came off the bench. Yeah. And as Leon said, Sterling and Silva made a huge impact. In terms of Riyad Mahrez, he just is not on the same wavelength as like De Bruyne constantly was just given out to him. He's like, you know, the ball was there and Mahrez would stand and he wouldn't make the run, and De Bruyne was just getting so angry and annoyed with him. He's just one of these players that when you play for Leicester, you can be brilliant, say, 2 out of 4 games, but you've got to be brilliant every week with City. So when he's not good, he's taken off.
Stephen, Callum Wilson could be back for Bournemouth, but the way they play, surely, are they not going to play into City's hands and they have any chance, really?
Yeah, look, the Wilson might be back, but it's the other end they need to be worrying about. We saw Aki and Mepham at centre-back against Arsenal during the week and they were torn apart. Mepham's positioning is absolutely woeful. He leaves too many big gaps between himself and Aki, and Arsenal absolutely punish them. And if Arsenal can punish them, Manchester City definitely will. And there is a little bit of value there. City have scored 27 of their 75 goals in the league in the opening 30 minutes of games. You can get City to be leading after 30 minutes at 21-20. I'd be all over that.
Hear the insight from Stephen Doyle, and the stats is fantastic here in the Friday Football Betting Show. Liverpool against Everton, the Merseyside derby on Sunday, 4:15 at Goodison. I don't think it's really a derby anymore. I don't really get, I never get the sense like this is a really like an even contest. Ball Sports odds, Liverpool 13-8 on, Everton 9-2, the draw 13-5. Stephen, Liverpool have got 30 points available to them. How many will they get and how many do they need?
Well, they're going to get 3 on Sunday. Everton are absolutely woeful at defending set pieces, and we saw Liverpool doing really well in that situation during the week. Virgil van Dijk, we waited how long, Phil, for a Virgil van Dijk goal? And
he scored against Wolves this season, wasn't
it? yeah, he did.
He obviously scored in his debut against Everton in the Cup last season.
Big time. So look, I just think we've seen Everton, they got absolutely murdered by Millwall in the FA Cup with set pieces. And I think if Millwall can do it, Liverpool definitely can. It's not going to be a great game. Merseyside derbies, it's like Man U against Liverpool. They're always poor games. But I just think that Liverpool's dominance in the air for set pieces what's going to separate the teams this Sunday.
Leon, is this another goal scorer market thing, like with Salah or?
Yeah, John, I was looking at Salah's record against Everton or against kind of the big teams since he's come to Liverpool. It's not great. I think he's got 1 goal and 1 assist against big sides in the Premier League. Now, you're not going to say he hasn't been a tremendous signing for Liverpool, because if he scores on Sunday, he breaks Alan Shearer's record and becomes the quickest player for one club to get 50 Premier League goals. This would be his 65th game. So that's a tremendous record. He nearly scored against Watford when he hit the post. But I agree what Steve-O says. Aerially, Liverpool have got to be attacking Everton's defence. And I think Origi should keep his place, because he done quite well against Watford. And I think with Van Dijk and with Origi and with Matip, and when you've got Robertson and you've got Trent Alexander-Arnold, get the ball into the box. Don't be afraid to change your style a little bit, because Everton have the worst defensive record for set pieces in the Premier League. So you've got to hit them where it hurts them. This could be a dour, though, a dour game like the one at Anfield. And I think if Liverpool can just get the win, they'll be entirely happy. It's not going to be easy. This is Everton's season. They would love nothing more than to even get a share of the spoils against Liverpool, because they'll believe they've done enough to hand City the Premier League title. And they will be, this means everything to the Evertonians. They do not want to see their neighbours lift the Premier League trophy, John. But I agree with Steve, not because I follow Liverpool. I think Wednesday night's performance, what it done for them, how they played, I think they'll beat Everton.
Phil, as Anton Chigurh would say, in no country for old men, call it.
Yeah, I think Liverpool are going to win I think maybe they're onto something. The Firmino injury, as good as Firmino is, moving Mane into the middle was brilliant on Wednesday night. He scored the back heel. The goal actually summed up Mane, where first touch was awful, second touch was unbelievable. He can do that. I mean, his debut for Liverpool, he scores that wonder goal against Arsenal. He can do the sublime. He can frustrate you, but play him in the middle, because of the front three, he has been the sharpest in 2019. He's the danger. So you got to start him down the centre. I would definitely hold on to Origi, because he'll get in behind the Everton back four. I think if Liverpool score early, they can win comfortably. But if it is tight and dull, then, you know, Liverpool are going to have to grind out. But yeah, if, as Leon said, if Everton draw, that banjax is Liverpool, I'd say.
What about Manchester United against Southampton at Old Trafford tomorrow? Of course, they're still chasing the top four. A Ball Sports asks for this one. United 9-4 on the Saints, 13-2. The draw is 16-5. Leon, is there much movement in the Manchester United permanent manager market, have you seen?
Look, Solskjaer has shortened, John. I don't think we're taking any more bets on it. I think, and what he's done so far, and it could all go wrong, obviously, with 10 league games still to go. They're still in the FA Cup. They're away to Wolves. I think they're out of the Champions League. But I think Solskjaer has done a very, very good job. You've got to give the man credit. Players want to play for him. The fans are on side. And I do feel the fans at Manchester United are crucial in the next appointment, because they weren't behind Mourinho. They weren't behind Van Gaal. They weren't behind David Moyes. But they are behind one of their own, in Solskjaer. And I think he's going to get the job. I think they'll beat Southampton. I think they'll beat them quite comfortably. Southampton beat Fulham, but they had to win that game. It was a real six-pointer, but the next couple of games are very tricky. United have won 8 away in the league, and they've been very good at home under Solskjaer. And I actually gave United more credit for getting a point last week than Liverpool, because when you have three players come off in the first half, you've got Rashford pretty much standing up front doing nothing. You've got Lukaku as a right winger doing nothing. You're obviously just trying to set your side up to frustrate Liverpool. And they did frustrate Liverpool. Now, Liverpool, in my opinion, settled for the point against United under. Klopp took a point. He didn't want to lose that game. He wanted to finish Sunday on top of the league, and they did it. But I think United will win quite comfortably. I think with Rashford coming back in, it's a bit of a decision. Or maybe he'll play Rashford and Lukaku. I think Sanchez will be gone, because he's just not fitting in at United. He doesn't seem to fit into anything that they're trying to do. But I do like Rashford. I think that'll help Lukaku's confidence, scoring 2 goals against Palace from now to the remainder of the season. United, comfortable victory against Southampton.
Phil, 29 points from 33 under Solskjaer. PSG, they're a bit exposed, but they'll win tomorrow surely, won't they?
They will. And I think what was great insight into things was, as dour as the game was at Old Trafford last Sunday, the atmosphere was unbelievable. And that is purely down to Solskjaer.
Not down to Liverpool, though, no?
Well, the fact that they were playing Liverpool, but they just absolutely adore Solskjaer. And United fans, I know what Leon means, they didn't get behind the other managers. They did to a certain extent, but they're up to a different level with Solskjaer. And it's just hard to imagine another manager coming in and getting the same love from the United fans. And look, if they appoint them on a permanent basis, we don't know how it's going to go, because all of a sudden there's pressure. But what he's done has been unbelievable. I actually thought it was a tricky game for them at Palace the other night, but Lukaku actually came up with 2 really good goals. So, you know, they're going to beat Southampton, and this race for the top four, they're in with a very good shout. A couple of weeks ago, I kind of thought, yeah, they're nailed on to get it. But Arsenal have surprised me, and Arsenal and Man U is coming up in the next few weeks as well.
Stephen, you were talking about that wine basement earlier on. Are Southampton going to survive?
I think they will survive. I think they've definitely got the quality in the squad there. And I actually think they've got enough quality to cause an upset here this weekend. Well, the last 5 games at Old Trafford between these two teams, United have only won once. They've got a good record here, Southampton. I think you look at the injuries United have as well. Herrera is a big loss. Lingard's a big loss. Mata, not so much. Matic is a loss as well. There's doubts over Martial. Phil Jones isn't there. You know, that injury list is piling up. And Solskjaer's going to lose a game eventually. Why not against Southampton? They're 13-2. It's a massive price. You can even get them on the handicap, 17-10. Now, I'm not saying...
What's the handicap?
Plus one Southampton. So I'm not saying Southampton, I'm not going to say this is a banker, Southampton are going to win. But at that price, and considering that they've got a decent enough record here, you know, they could cause you, like, they know this is a free hit for Southampton. you know, the shackles are off, as the cliche would say. They can just go for this, and you know they're expected to lose anyway. So, you know, I just think, yeah, I wouldn't be as sure about this game for United tomorrow. It's just one of those where everybody's expecting them to win, and you know, I just don't think it's that cut and dried.
They're 4-1 draw no bet, Southampton. Or if you want to take Southampton or the draw, it's a 7-4 chance.
Shades of 1976 and Bobby Stokes. Southampton won Manchester United 0 in the FA Cup final. That's the first thing I thought about. You'll be watching the tape, won't you, Stephen, after your bet comes in. Let's look at the other matches this weekend with the Ball Sports odds. Chelsea away to Fulham 2:05 on Sunday. Chelsea are 15-8 on Fulham 5-1. The draw is 16-5. Matches tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Brighton versus Huddersfield. Brighton 5-4 on. Huddersfield 15-4. The draw 23-10. Burnley against Crystal Palace. Burnley 7-4. The Eagles 8-5. Not the band. The draw 21-10. Wolves against Cardiff. Wolves 2-1. On Cardiff 6-1, and the draw is 3-1. At 5:30 tomorrow, West Ham against Newcastle. West Ham evens. Newcastle 14-5, the draw 23-10. And on Sunday at noon, Watford versus Leicester. Watford 6-4, Leicester 15-8. The draw is 11-5. Philip Egan, will Brendan Rodgers make a success of Leicester?
I think he'll do all right, but I don't know what is the remit for the job. Like, you're not going to win the Premier League again. So is it to play lovely, attractive football? You know, that doesn't really suit Jamie Vardy, who rules the roost in Leicester. He's a Leicester legend, won the league. So, you know, if he takes a dislike to a manager and he's left out, the fans are always going to side with Vardy, which happened with Puel. Obviously, Puel doesn't have that much charisma. Rodgers talks a good game. You know, what's the best he can do? As I said, he can play good football, maybe finish seventh, get them into the Europa League and have good cup runs. And show off his pearly whites.
Okay. Stephen, is there anything that you're spotting without giving away your bet that, you know, teams that are trending in the right direction and teams that are trending in the opposite direction?
I'll give you an interesting one. Wolves Cardiff this weekend. I think that's worth having a look at, because I think it's going to be, there's a bit of history between these two teams, as we know. Nuno Espirito Sanchez, and Neil Warnock, not exactly big fans of each other. And I think if you can get a market for Harry Archer, is going to come in there. He's got something like 8 bookings, I think, this season. And that's definitely worth having a look at. It's going to be a really, I think it's going to be a nasty game. Also, West Ham, Newcastle. West Ham have only won one game in their last 7 matches. Newcastle are going in the right direction. Under Benitez, we know he's finished strongly with Newcastle especially last season. He's got good new signing in there in Almiron, and Salomon Rondon, of course, we know is very good. I think Newcastle, they're definitely a team to be looking at over the next couple of weeks in getting wins.
Just under 3-1. Let's get to this week's bets. We'll put the images on screen in a moment, but we've got Leon, you're going first because you had a winner last week, Leon, so you're in the kind of like, what's those kind of like velvet thrones or something like that, purple thrones. 4-1 winner last week. So Leon, you're going for Brighton, Wolves and Manchester United in a 3-1 treble.
Yeah, look, I'm going with Brighton at home against Huddersfield. Brighton have been losing, but they haven't been playing badly. Their home record is quite good, and I think this is a must win for Chris Hughton's men if they want to stay in the Premier League. They need a win. They need to halt their run at the moment. Huddersfield got a win against Wolves, which shocked a lot of people. It knocked out a lot of coupon busters during the week. But I think Brighton at home, I think they're good enough to beat Huddersfield. And Wolves, I think this is also kind of a must-win game for them, because their next two games are away to Chelsea in the league and at home to Manchester United in the FA Cup. So I think they'll be looking at this Cardiff game, get a win. Chelsea, they won't be expecting an awful lot away at the Bridge. And that's a massive game, the quarterfinals of the FA Cup at home to Manchester United. Like, Wolves will want to try and win something. They'll be going all out to beat United in the Cup. And I just have a feeling the Chelsea game, there might be a couple of changes for the Wolves team. So I'm going for them. And I think United, contrary to what Steve-O says, I think they're good enough to beat Southampton at home.
Okay, so Leon going for Brighton, Wolves and Manchester United in a 3-1 treble. Let's mark that down. Philip Egan, Harry Kane, first goal scorer at 4-1 against Arsenal. Philip Egan, you get a cup of tea for me for saying that today.
Yeah, well, that's what happened last season. He scored the only goal. It was a header. He's been practicing his heading on Cesar Azpilicueta during the week as well. So he...
he's a lucky boy, isn't he?
He is. But you know what? Even if he did get charged, they could have appealed it and it still would have cleared him to play this weekend. If, you know, there could be Arsenal fans giving out if he scores tomorrow saying he shouldn't have been playing.
Does he not get charged, honestly, because he's English captain?
Well, the referee said he saw it. Now, he didn't actually make any contact. Doesn't look like it, but there was intent there.
Yeah, I remember, what was it, the Everton player earlier on the season, Richarlison?
Yeah.
Similar kind of a head movement.
Mm. Against Bournemouth, wasn't it?
And he gets 3 games.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, are you confident? Like, it's a hard thing to predict a first goal scorer.
Yeah, I just think, you know, he's a penalty taker. If they do their homework, Arsenal are susceptible to balls into the box. Kane is good in the air. I just think that... Even when I knew that he wasn't getting punished, I said, I almost think it's in the tea leaves, like that he's gonna score the first goal. I did look at will anytime goal scorer or first goal scorer, but I just decided I'll go with first goal scorer, and I'm pretty confident.
Stephen Doyle, you've gone for Burnley to win at 7-4.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I think they're in a great run of form at the moment, 10 points in the last 12. They, of course, beat Spurs last weekend, John, yeah, as we know.
As we know.
Had a nice little in-running winner there last week myself. Look, Palace have a decent enough away record, but they're missing Sacco at the back. They had, it was Kelly and Tompkins in
there.
They're
also in the
centre-half. They're also in the cup, as you mentioned as well. And I just think Burnley at home now, we all know about their troubles at the start of the season. They obviously, it took them a while to recover
Europa
from
League.
Europa League and that kind of thing. I think they are recovered from that. They've won 4, drawn 1 of their last 6 home games. They've got the 2 men up front playing really well, Chris Wood, Ashley Barnes. Goodmanson's back fit. He's their big. He's their most important player with regards to assists. They've got the young guy, Dylan McNeil, on the left as well. It's between Goodmanson, McNeil, and our own Jeff Hendrick to see who plays on either wing. Jeff, of course, in brilliant form as well. He's got a goal recently, a couple of assists, and they're really strong at the back again. After all those troubles they had at centre-half, Tarkowski and me playing really well there as the partnership. And, of course, Tom Heaton, who denied your own Harry Kane last week, John. A brilliant save against Tottenham Hotspur. So 7-4 on the nose, I'm going with the Clarets this weekend.
Tom Heaton, was he not in the beautiful South?
That's Paul, John. That was Paul.
Yeah. Kevin Coban, West Ham and Wolves to win at 3-1. So West Ham against Newcastle and Wolves against Cardiff. That's a 3-1 double for Kevin, who had a draw no bet last week, so he didn't win and he didn't lose. It's not always about the straight match odds with Ball Sports. And I have gone for Tottenham Hotspur to beat Arsenal, as predictable as the sunrise, at 21-20. Not in Gibraltar this week, but it's going to happen. We all know it's going to happen. The Spurs will bounce back. They're not Spursy anymore. Things have changed. And there was just a blip the last 2 results. Leon, just before we go, some GA this weekend?
Yeah, look, some big games in the National Hurling League Division 1. Tipperary, huge problems, John. Huge problems for Liam Sheehy. They face a rejuvenated Cork hurling team.
Beat Limerick.
Yeah, and I think this is probably one of the bets of the weekend for me anyway. I think 5-6. I was fully expecting Cork to be quite a bit shorter. I think 5-6 is a very, very decent price. And Clare against Limerick. I'm going to go with Clare to beat Limerick. I think Clare at 13-10, quite capable of beating the All-Ireland champions. That'll be my little hurling double. And in the football, I think Kerry will beat Monaghan at home, but I am intrigued that Galway are as big as 9-4 away against Mayo. Galway put it right up to Kerry last week. I think there was only a point between them.
That's
in
right,
the end.
Yeah, 14-110.
And I just think Galway away, a little bit of pressure back on Mayo. Mayo maybe almost didn't even try against Dublin. They were almost they almost admitted defeat before a ball was kicked. And I just think obviously they'll have an eye on Galway at home. It is a bit of a rivalry. But I think Galway are too big at 9-4 away against Mayo.
Lads, thank you. Great insight. Brilliant. That's it for the Friday Football Betting Show. Never gamble more than you can afford, folks. Please gamble responsibly for over 18s, remember. But some great insight from our panel this week. Our thanks to Leon Blanche of All Sports, for Philip Egan of Today FM, and Stephen Doyle, our off-the-ball commentator, for joining us this week. We'll be back next week at 12:15, usual time, to look ahead to Arsenal against Manchester United, Liverpool versus Burnley, and Manchester City against Watford, and a lot more besides. Enjoy your week. Thank you.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.